Martina.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call and for your service. I had an appendix removed this week, and my question is the side effects afterwards, the extreme pains in my shoulders. I'm unable to lie down. They gave me narcotics to take, and I'm trying to take as less as possible of drugs, but I'm just figuring what to take to get rid of the pains in my shoulders. They told me, I called their office, and they said it's the carbon dioxide that had been pumped into me that's been released inside. But I just want to know, and also the swelling of the legs are extremely swollen. So is there anything that you suggest that I can take to get rid of those two things if I'm unable to sleep?
Two things, ma'am. One, nature's detoxifier is vitamin C. Anytime any animal that can make its own vitamin C in its liver, and that's practically all the animals on the planet except for us people and monkeys and apes and gorillas, anytime any toxin gets into their system or they're under stress, their livers go into overdrive, make a whole bunch more vitamin C until things are detoxified, and then the liver settles down again and says, I did my job. So what you want to do for this part, and it's quite safe to do so, the worst you can get is loose bowels and gas if you take more than what your insides want, but it won't hurt you otherwise, is start ramping up your vitamin C and ramp it up considerably more than whatever you take every day anyway. And don't forget, take some in the morning and some at night, and if possible, three times a day, because that stuff runs through the body awfully rapidly. But if you get up to a certain point, let's say you're using 2 grams three times a day, and you go to 3 grams three times a day, and now you're getting gas and loose bowels, oops, that's my insides telling me that's too much for me, I better back off. And that's the worst it can do. So the vitamin C detoxification is what every animal out there does on its own without even thinking about it. Number two, though, I'm a little suspicious of this pain in your shoulders, ma'am, because why should it localize way the heck up there when your appendix is down here? Sometimes what happens during surgeries, ma'am, is when they're shifting the person's bod about on the table, they do a misalignment. And that's the sort of thing that I wouldn't be surprised at if it's up in the neck and they were doing the surgery down in your pelvis, excuse me. So I would be, in addition to detoxing with vitamin C, I'd be checking with a good chiropractor and see if they didn't just put the bones out of line and getting them realigned. I've worked with other people who've had that sort of thing after surgery, and the chiropractor helped them. So I'm not saying for sure it will help you, but it might.
Okay. And the swelling of the legs, the both legs extremely swollen.
Okay. Now that one, you probably got some lymphatic blockage. The aqueous solution that's like serum, it's called lymph fluid, that's in surrounds every cell in our bodies. It drains upward. It's a little hard against gravity, but it can do it. It drains upward and has to go through the pelvis. So it sounds like some of those lymphatic channels were interrupted. I'm sorry. But if you put into your search engine on your computer, lymphatic drainage specialist, very frequently you can find someone who does professionally help people get their lymph moving again. They're called lymphatic drainage specialists. And if your legs are all swollen up and don't want to go down, that's where I'd go.
Lymphatic drainage specialist. Okay, perfect. Listen, thank you so much for your service. And
you're welcome,
I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling.